Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have class number 6, classes of failure of love and marriage. And inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the 3 factors which Allah the Almighty taught us in the Holy Quran for marriage success. These are affection, mercy, and arabouts. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the following: the kindness of the wife towards her husband, and how to what are the ways that can make your marriage the happiest journey in your life. Let us start by learning about the importance of the attitude of kindness of the wife towards her husband. A woman came to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about some matters. And when he had dealt with her with it, he asked her, "Do you have a husband?" She said, "Yes." He asked her, "How are you with him?" She said, "I had never fall short of my duties, except that which is beyond me." He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Pay attention to how you treat him, for he is your paradise or your hell." The meaning of this hadith is that your husband is your way to either the paradise or the hellfire. Because when you consider your marriage as an act of worship, Allah the Almighty will be the one to reward you for the obedience and the kindness and the mercy towards your husband. And the reward will be the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If a woman prays her 5 prayers, fasts her month of Ramadan, obeys her husband, it will be said to her, 'Enter paradise by whichever of its gates you wish.'" Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Any woman who dies and her husband is pleased with her will enter the paradise." This is a clarification from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the kind treatment and the affection towards your husband will be your way to the paradise. Accordingly, every wife will be interested to learn about the kind treatment to the husband and how to have a good relation with him all the time, so that if she dies at any time, her husband will be pleased with her and the paradise will be her final destination. Inshallah, today we will learn about the attitude of kindness towards the husband as a way to the paradise, and actually as a way to happiness in the worldly life. I need to clarify to you, sisters, that marriage is a company between 2 persons, and happiness will be shared between both of them. So when one of them is interested to be kind and to have good manners towards the other member of this company, in reality, he is making the happiness for himself or for herself, because it is a company. What is the meaning of company? It means sharing. It means participating. It means that everyone is affected. It means that both of them are affected by the feelings of each other. So when you have the interest to give happiness to your partner in that company, in reality, you are giving the happiness to yourself. Being kind to your husband means that he will be kind with you. Treating your husband in a good way means that he will treat you, inshallah, in a good way. So, when we will learn about being kind to our Husbands, this means that in reality we are kind to ourselves because we are trying to have the peace and the happiness in our homes. And also I need to remind every wife regarding a very important fact. When you have the happiness in your home, when you have the peace in your home, you are actually making yourself, your husband, and your kids happy. Every wife is interested in the happiness of her kids, and she is always not clear regarding the fact that when your relation with your husband is a good relation, this is actually the real happiness of the kids, because the kids are always looking for a happy father and a happy mother. They are always looking for a mother and a father whom they are always in a good mood and good relation together. Accordingly, when you are kind to your husband, you are kind also to your kids. This is a very important fact which every mother must remember. Every mother whom she is caring for the happiness of her kids. The kind one, the one who is trying to please her husband when he looks at her through her external and internal beauty. The external beauty includes the physical beauty and the emotional beauty. Let us start by the emotional beauty because actually it is very important. The emotional beauty is the look and the kind word. The kind wife must have a look full of love and appreciation, a look which will send a message of warmth to the heart of her husband and pleases him. Also, the kind word is a strong way that can attract the husband to the wife and make he always feel that his wife is interested in him and his wife is always feeling that he is very important to her. It is the lovely, nice, friend, gentle words which you can call your husband with. And these words actually will be a bridge between your heart and his heart. For example, you can say to your husband the following words: I miss you too much. I prepared for you all the food you like. May Allah reward you for all your effort to support our family. You are the most important person for me in this life. These are the words which will please your husband and make him to feel that you love him and you love his companionship and will always make him to try to keep good, strong relation with you. The smile also is a very important message of love and of... A smile is very helpful to keep the hearts very close together. Regarding the beauty, that is to say the physical beauty, the righteous woman must realize that her husband is always pleased with her when she takes good care of her body and her fitness. The righteous wife actually is the one who uses the clothes which her husband likes, the colors which he likes, the perfumes which he likes. She is the one who can change the style of her hair and the style of her clothes so that she will be always looking young and beautiful. This is actually a form of kindness towards the husband because the husband is always comparing his wife with those whom he watch in the television or with whom they are working with him at work. So it is a kindness towards the husband to protect him from this feeling that my wife is not beautiful now, my wife looks old, my wife has a lot of wrinkles, my wife gained a lot of weight. So actually, when you take care of yourself, when you take care of your fitness, when you take care of your clothes, this is a form of kindness towards your husband and also towards yourself. Because when you feel that you are in a good shape, this will give you the feeling of self-confidence. And this is very important for the spirit to feel that she is in a good shape. This is a very important of kindness which every wife must remember towards the husband, which is the appreciation. Appreciation is the feeling which strengthens the bond between the spirits as it removes any bad feelings, misunderstanding or loneliness. Also, it stimulates the energy of love and happiness. Regarding the appreciation, actually, as a medicine, it is a medicine. She initiates the war between the husband and wife. And let us now, sister, have a more detailed description for the appreciation or clarification for the meaning of word of appreciation. In life, we are not supposed to take all the blessings as for granted. We must always feel that my husband must be a good person. My husband must talk to me with good words. My husband must spend on the family. My husband must take me out every week. My husband must treat my family in a good way. There is no word called must in the relation between the husband and the wife. There is a word of kindness between the husband and the wife. So when your husband is treating you in a good way, you must appreciate this treatment. You must be thankful for him for this treatment. You must show him that you are very happy for this treatment. You must show him that actually you will be treating him the same way as he is treating you, the good treatment. Appreciation means that you evaluate every good deed and every good word. The real evaluation, you are happy for the good word, you are happy for the good deed. And actually, when you have this character of appreciation, you will be always giving or sending to your husband the messages that you are happy with him, that you are actually very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives you that husband. When your husband will feel that you are appreciating his deeds or his action and his words, your husband will be very happy, and your husband will always try to be kind with you, because every one of us is looking for words of appreciation. So when you keep on sending messages of appreciation to your husband, this will make a very strong bond between you and him, and he will try always to please you, so that you send him these messages of appreciation. So, my dearest wife, don't ever take the good actions of your husband as for granted. Instead, you must all the time appreciate every action and every word, and show him that you are very happy for it, and you are pleased with these words and these actions, so that inshallah he will also treat you the same way. He will also appreciate your good actions. He will appreciate that you are taking care of the kids, you are taking care of the house, you are taking care of yourself, you are talking to him in a nice way, you always forget, you always forgive. All these actions and all your nice words will be highly appreciated by your husband when you start by sending to him the messages of appreciation for his action and his words. This is a very important form of kindness between the husband and the wife, which is the words of appreciation. One of the most important forms of kindness towards the husband in Islam is that the wife will help the husband to be the one who is the master of the house. What is the meaning of this? This is the word qawama in Islam. Qawama means that the husband is the one responsible for the decision making, for the spending, and for the protection of the family. When the wife will help the husband to be the one who is actually taking the decisions of the family, and the one who is responsible for the spending and for the protection, this means that she is helping him to play the role which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for him in the family. In reality, the kind with the wife who discuss with her husband all the matters of the family, and then she will leave for him to take the decisions, because he is the one responsible at the end. This is the reality of the kindness towards the husband, because nowadays we notice that many wives, they prefer that they will be the one to take the decisions for the family. They don't respect the points of view of the husbands. They always feel or believe that their husbands don't have good points of view. Their husbands are not the ones whom they have the right to have the decisions in the family. She always tried to minimize his rule in the family and to maximize her rule in the family. And actually, this is the real destruction of the marriage, because in marriage, the husband must feel that he is the one who is responsible for that family. This feeling of responsibility will always help him to take care of the family, will help him to feel that this family is belonging to him. This family is part of his responsibility. So this is the reality of the kindness towards the husband, is that to let him take care of his responsibilities, to let him take care of, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it his rule in the family. The reality of the kindness towards the husband is to make him to feel that he is the leader of this family. This family is his responsibility. We all depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then on you, to take care of us, to take the decisions for us, to help us, to support us. When you make your husband have this feeling of responsibility and the feeling of the leader and the feeling of the decision making, actually this is the real kindness towards him, because you are giving him the feeling that he is a respectable member of the family. You will make his kids always feel that our father is the one who is taking care of our family. The husband is always in need of this feeling. What is going on nowadays is totally wrong, when most of the wives are looking to be the leaders of the family, and they always clarify that they are playing this role because their husbands are not willing to play the role of the leader in the family. Actually, this is one of the most important causes of the failure of the marriage. When the leader is not the father, this will lead to the marriage failure of the marriage, because the kids are always in need of the feeling that the father is the leader. The father is in need to feel that he is the leader. So the kind wife will help the husband to be the leader of the family, will help the husband to have the respect of the kids, will help the husband to feel that he is respectable by the members of his family. In order to help your husband to be the leader of the family, you must be content with Allah's decree towards his income. You must always feel that the income of my husband is good for our family, and the income of my husband is sufficient for my family. When the wife is not actually content with her husband's income, when the wife is always looking for her friend's husbands, whom they are having more income than her husband, whom they are having more prestigious work or jobs than her husband's, whom they are always spending more and more on their family than the husband, this is actually the way for the failure of the marriage, because the husband is always in need of the feeling that my husband is content with my income. My wife is content with my income. My kids are happy with my job. My family is proud of me. My family is proud of my income. So we must always realize this reality. When the wife is sent with her husband's income, she will send for him the message that we are respectable for you, we are happy with you, you are the best husband in life. Even if our house is a small one, even if we are living in an apartment which is 2-bedroom apartments, but still the feeling of warmth, affection and mercy between us will make this small apartment the best and the most happy place all over the world. So again and again, sisters, if you want to be kind to your husband, you must always be content with his income. You must not pressurize him with the feeling that your income is very little. We are not happy with what you are giving us. Look around to our friends, how they are living, and we are not living the same life. This is actually a way of pressure on the husband. This is not the kindness towards the husband. Also, never to compare the income of your husband with the income of your friends or the income of your relatives, because you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own rule regarding the distribution of the wealth. So when you pressurize your husband with these feelings, he will hate you. He will try to be away from you. He will escape the life with you, because it is a very bad feeling for the husband to feel that his wife is not content with his income and not content with the wife, with the life with him. Also, when the kids will always show to their father that you are not giving us what we are looking for, our house is not good, our clothes are not good, our car is very old. When the kids will send these messages to their father will not be happy with them, will not be happy with the marriage, and this is one of the causes of the failure of the marriage. So it is that duty of the kind wife to teach her kids that they must be content with the income of their father, and they must always show him the gratitude, and they must be always thankful for him for all his effort to support the family. Sisters, we all that to have illegal income or haram income, this is an easy way of life, and many people are using this way, but this is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, we must only accept the legal income, the halal income, and we must, as wives, help our husbands only to have the halal income. But when some wives, they insist that the income is not enough and it is not sufficient and you must increase your income, some of the husbands will try to have the illegal income, and actually this will be the rule of the wife, and this will be actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the wife or to the husband. But the wife was the one whom she pressurized her husband to use the riba and to use the illegal ways of the illegal income. So again and again, sisters, kindness is not a word. Kindness is an action. Kindness is an attitude. Kindness is an ideology which we must realize, and then we must practice in reality. If we are looking for a happy marriage, and if we are looking for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we live our marriage as an act of worship. Kindness towards the husband means respect of the husband in front of every person. You must respect your husband. If you are kind to him, you must always make him to have his self-confidence. You must always believe that I respect my husband. I respect him because I choose him to be the one to live my life. I choose him to be the one to cheer me every minute of my life. Accordingly, respect towards your husband is actually a reflection of your kindness towards him. And in Islam, this is a very important attitude which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding every wife to have towards her husband. You must respect your husband, number one, in front of his kids. Because when you respect your husband, your kids will respect would also respect their father. And then you must respect him in front of your family and in his family and the neighbors and everyone, sisters again and again. If we cannot respect our husbands, you will not be able to respect anyone in life. And if you don't respect your husband, so there is no need to live with someone whom you don't respect. Let us always evaluate respect as a form of kindness towards our husbands. Respect is a way of building the bridges between the spirits. Respect is a way of having the peace at home. Respect is a way of having the peace even in the community. Regarding the respect, you must also respect the family of your husband as you respect your family. This is a rule in Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not be a true believer except when you like for others what you like for yourself. So if you want your husband to respect your family, you must also respect his family as a form of kindness towards your husband. Another form of respect towards husband is mentioned in the following hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, among the worst type of people in the sight of Allah on the Day of Judgment is a man who enjoys his wife intimate company and she enjoys his intimate company, then one of them goes and discloses the secret of the other. Actually, sister, this is the reality of the kindness. The reality of the kindness is that we must keep our marriage issues as a private issue. There is no one who has the right to know about the private issues of our marriage or about any issue of our marriage. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us about the worst type of people on the Day of Judgment. This means that those people will have the worst punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they were not honest regarding the relation between them and their spouses. So every wife must remember this hadith. Every wife must remember the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wife or the husband who goes and discloses the secrets of the marriage to their parents or to their friends or to the neighbors or even to the kids. Again and again, sister, we must appreciate or we must actually evaluate the bond of marriage as the most important and the most precious bond in our family. Accordingly, the secret between you and your husband is known only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's it. No other human being on the earth is supposed to know anything about the relation between you and your husband and the secrets between you and your husband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to be the way to the worst punishment on the Day of Judgment so that every one of us will be away. This is an alarm from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to every wife and to every husband. But actually, I am pressurizing on reminding the wives about keeping the secrets between her and her husband, just between them, because actually most of the wives, they like to talk and talk and talk. They like to mention the secrets to their parents, to their friends, and to even to their neighbors. And this is totally forbidden in Islam. And this is against the kindness, and this is against the honesty between the husband and the wife. Your husband is trusting you regarding the relation with him. So part of that trust is that you keep it just between you and him and never to mention anything about your marriage to anyone so long your husband actually is clarifying to you that he doesn't want anyone to know anything about his marriage. Again and again, sisters, we must realize that marriage is a bond which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to reward us for it on the day of judgment. So we must remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us in the bond of marriage, you and your husband and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, secrets must be secrets. What is the meaning of secret? Secret is a matter between two persons only, and Allah is the third of them. So it is forbidden totally to go and to disclose these secrets to the other people. And actually, disclosing of the secrets is always one of the sources of the failure of the marriage, which is known to all of us. Now, sister, I will remind you about something very important, which is called the memory book. During your marriage, you will have events which you don't like, events when your husband was not actually doing what you are looking for. Maybe you have the events of fighting, or the events of different points of view, or many other events. As a kind wife, you must always forget completely about the bad events in your marriage. Because if you keep on remembering these bad events in your marriage, this will affect your feeling towards your husband. This will always make you feel that you don't like him. You don't like to continue life with him. He is not a kind person. He was never a kind person. So keeping the bad memory is the way to failure of marriage. Accordingly, if you want to be a kind wife, if you want to be actually an intelligent, righteous wife, you must always get rid of this bad memory immediately. And you must only keep in the memory book only the good events, only the happy events. These events, which when you will remember them, they will make you to feel that I have the best husband, I want to continue with him, my life was always good, he was always supporting, he was always sharing, he was always around during the difficult times. So when you have your memory book, a book which is full of the good events and the happy events, this means that you are helping yourself and you are helping your marriage to continue in the best shape. So this is a very important advice which I like to remind every wife with. Get rid of all the bad memory towards your husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be sure that Allah will reward you for this forgiveness. Allah will reward you for these good manners. And also try to keep for him, for your husband, the good memory, so that inshallah you will always treat him in a good way and you will always help your marriage to continue in the best shape. And sisters, we must agree that life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, in many verses of the Quran, that life is a test, and in that test we will be having trials which are related to the health, related to the wealth, trials which are related to the kids. This is the nature of the worldly life. When we realize that nature of the worldly life, we must be sure that we will be exposed to that trials during our marriage. Accordingly, we must always try to have our husband as the best companion to help us during these trials. Having a good companion during the hardship is the best way actually to leave that hardship in the best shape. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that suppose that I have an illness, which, for example, which is a severe one and which needs admission in the hospital. If I am alone, that hardship will be very severe for me, because I will feel that I am very lonely, there is no one with us, I am not talking to anyone, no one is supporting me, any kind of support. Okay, and this means that the hardship of illness will be very severe for me. But if if I have my husband as a good companion who is taking care of me, who is accompanying me whenever I go to the doctor or whenever I go to the hospital, whenever I am admitted, he is all the time with me, he is all the time supporting me with his good words, with his supplication to Allah for me to cure me, with his love and with his nice words. When I will have him with me during the hardship, this will make the hardship more easy for me. And after the hardship will end, inshallah, I will always remember the good feelings of my husband, the support, the sharing, the belonging of my husband. And accordingly, I will always feel that it was not the hardship, it was the good feeling of my husband which I will always keep in my heart. And I will feel that it is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives me that husband who helped me during that hardship. Accordingly, sister, when we have the hardship, we will realize the importance of having a good spouse with us during that hardship. So, to be kind to your husband means that to support him during the hardship. And also, a kind husband will support his wife during the hardship. This is one of the goals of marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans that this worldly life is a test full of hardships. Accordingly, Allah commanded us to marry so that we will have our spouses with us as supporters during this hardship. So, we must always try to prove our reality to our spouses during the time of hardship. We must be supporting, we must be sharing, we must be belonging, we must be even sacrificing our time, our health, our wealth for the sake of our spouses when they have the hardship. So that inshallah after the hardship we will be more closer, we will be more belonging to each other. So sisters, to be kind to your husband means that if he is laid off from his job, for example, you must support him psychologically. You must not pressurize him by saying to him, why you are the only one laid off? Why you lost your job? Maybe you are not a good worker. Maybe you are not intelligent. And this is actually a bad manner with your husband, and this is actually a way of failure of the marriage. When your husband is, for example, is having any hardship, as I mentioned, laying off, you must be supporting him. You must tell him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us, and I am sure that you are intelligent, you are a hard worker, you are the best worker, and I am sure that inshallah you will find a better job very soon. I will support you. We have enough money. We can take care of the family. There is no problem. Don't pressurize yourself. Go and look for any job and we will accept whatever you have. This is the reality of the kindness, sister, to support your husband at the time of hardship. For example, if he is laid off, the other example, if he becomes sick or ill, you must support him. You must support him by all the means, psychological support and physical support, all kinds of the support, and this is the reality of kindness. Again and again, sisters, I must remind you that marriage is the journey of life, and during this journey you need a hand to live with you, to take care of you, to support you, to share with you the moments and the hours of your life, to forgive, to forget and to give. And to have that hand, you must be kind to that hand so that it will be with you all the journey of life. In order to live the happiest journey in life, you must have the qualities of the human being who everyone will be willing to live with all the life. You must be having the kindness, the forgiveness, the acceptance, and actually the affection and the admiration and the mercy. Again and again, sisters, every one of us is complaining about the failure of the marriage, but none of us is looking for the reality of the reasons for that failure. Actually, The reality of the failure of the marriage is that there is no affection and there is no mercy, there is no sharing, there is no forgiveness, there is no mercy, and because of that, you know, the marriage is failing. And in order to make the marriage a successful project or a successful journey in our life, the most important in our life, we must have hearts or spirits full of affection, mercy, forgiveness, acceptance, and even sacrifice. Accordingly, sisters, inshallah, I will stop here regarding the classes of marriage, because I clarified that it is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah mentioned in Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 21, that it is the affection and the mercy, the sharing and the belonging, it is the feeling of the hearts and the spirits, the good feeling that can make the marriage a successful one. It is not the materialistic issues, and it is not the car or the big house or the clothes or the income or the job. No, these are not the factors for the marriage success, because Allah, the creator of the human being, the one who knows what makes the human being happy or sad, He is the one who mentioned that it is the affection and the mercy and the forgiveness and the admiration and the love. These are the factors which can make the marriage a successful one. Accordingly, we must realize that fact. We must realize that the cause of the failure of the marriage is related to our spirits, is related to the feelings which we have in our hearts towards our spouses. If you have affection and mercy, love, admiration, forgiveness, acceptance, your marriage will be a successful one according to the rules of Allah, the creator of everything. So, inshallah, this is the last. I will stop here, actually, regarding the failure of the marriage, because this is the last class in the year of 2010. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in these classes of the failure of love and marriage, I clarified the most important reality, which Allah mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 21, and I clarified in full details about the importance of the good feelings as a cause of the success of marriage. Insha'Allah, in the next year, which is 2011, Insha'Allah, we will learn in full details from the verses of the Quran about the diseases of the hearts, about the causes of that makes the hearts to be away from the feeling of the affection and mercy. Inshallah, we will learn about a lot of diseases of the spirits, which Allah mentioned in the Quran. We will learn about its cure. And inshallah, when our hearts and spirits will be cured from these illnesses, there will be a space for the affection and the mercy to occupy our hearts, and at that time, inshallah, our marriage will be a successful one. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, that these classes will give you a benefit, and inshallah, you can start to listen with us from the next week about the new series of classes which are related to the cure of the diseases of the hearts, inshallah, and let us make the dua.